And on the line now I have Sinn Féin councillor Seamus McGrattan. Hello, Seamus. Good morning to you.
No, how are you doing?
Okay, the opposition to the budget, not too happy about it. Give us the reason, the background to this.
Well, basically, the background, the budget consultative group was formed every year. We formed about a month ago, 5 weeks ago, to look at the draft budget, and immediately there was some problems. The first problem we had was a large jump in insurance premium, which unfortunately is unavoidable. But the main problem we had was the change the government made to how Irish Water pays rates. Irish Water, as you know, was set up a number of years ago, and they paid rates on their offices in Dublin City, i.e. the Dublin City Council. But the plan always was that they would move the rates to where their operations are. So, like the famous Leixlip facility and other facilities like that, mm-hmm. that's where the rates would become payable. And Dublin City and some other cities would lose the rates. So this has been flagged for a number of years, but the government always had the proviso that they would replace the money we lost with a grant. The value to Dublin City Council is 8.4 million. So the rates was taken out of this year's budget, but the grant wasn't forthcoming. And the government flagged the uncertainty over Brexit that they couldn't provide the grant. So basically, we had a shortfall of our budget of about 8.4 million, which we had to then look at either cutting services or increasing charges to try and plug that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, at the first budget meeting, all councils were together and that we'd write to the minister and we'd stand up to the minister who went back on this decision. There was letters written. There was nothing coming back, so some councils then decided to go through and put through increased charges and different things to plug the hole. But for us and for others, it was unacceptable. They've made a commitment on this; they haven't stuck by it. So we opposed the budget based on that.
Okay, can we talk about what the deficit means? 8.4 million is quite a lot of money by anyone's standards. So what would it mean? What services would we lose out on?
The services we actually maintained, there was no cut. The one where there was a slight cut is there was funding which was used over the last couple of years directly in the community groups and community facilities. It was divided up between the electoral boundaries in the city, and each area got a certain amount. And then every January, the local management and council would decide where that money went, and that's essential to a lot of the smaller groups. So that money was cut. There's other charges had to go up. So parking charges in the city are going up by 30 cents an hour. The toll on the Eastlink Bridge is going up, and commercial business rates is going up by 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So all those charges, there was a proposal to put up housing rents for tenants, which was taken out. But a lot of those things, the increase in charges will affect commuters. But I suppose that the biggest loss for us is that funding, that community funding, which is, I think in the last term of the council was a total of 14 million throughout the city, which goes into vital, essential, on-the-ground services, community groups, sports groups. Things like that are struggling for funding themselves. It was just we have to give them a little boost and keep things on the road for them.
And is the Fianna Fáil, are they controlling in as far as numbers of councillors are concerned?
Well, there's a controlling group. Fianna Fáil, the Greens, Labour, and the Social Democrats they have a block, a coalition, if you like, and they control it. So they conjured up the figures and came up with slight changes to the draft budget, which the manager had presented, and they passed the budget.
But they had previously opposed it.
They opposed. There was widespread opposition at the first council meeting, and everyone sort of was pointing the finger at the minister, and there was a sort of you'd rarely see it in the council that everyone was sort of standing up and mm-hmm. was determined to fight, and there is a. You have 14 days to pass your budget. It's a statutory process, and technically, if it's not passed in the 14 days, the council could fall. But there was a sort of strong sense at the first meeting that no, we're prepared to take that risk, that we'd stand up for people in the city, and we'd put it to the minister. And I was surprised, and within a week, they had sort of, I said at the meeting that they'd rolled over, that there was a complete change, that they decided, no, we'll enforce these cuts and we'll put this through. And now they'd still blame the minister at the meeting, but I thought we could have stood up and we could have pushed the minister more, because 8.4 million in government budgetary terms is a small enough figure.
Mm-hmm.
Where for the city it's a pretty big figure.
Okay. As do things stand, is that the way it is just now? I mean, the opposition from yourselves is there, okay. But is that it now? It's set in stone now that you've lost
passed,
it?
It was passed last Monday, so it's gone through. Those cuts or those increases and those cuts are in, they're set.
I mean, I'm just thinking of I was only talking about it during the week about the toll bridge, the East Link. So that was supposed to be done away with because it was paid for it after 30 years and no more toll, and said it's been increased.
Back, the council looked back control as far as 2015 or 26, I'm not sure the exact date, but at the time we were looking at abolishing the charge on it, and the council management at the time said no, that we reduced, I think it was from €2 down to about 140 for the car.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a sort of, that was a big decrease at the time, and we sort of said we'd see how it goes. But the view was to sort of, you know, phase it out in time. Now, by putting it back up, it was being put back up to spend money on like maybe on better facilities or better, you know, something that motors could get out of it, or even on cycling, because on some facility I'd say yes, but it's been put up to plug a hole.
Okay.
And that's the thing, and the same with commercial rates. I wouldn't be opposed to increasing commercial rates for business if they were getting something for it, but again, you're just plugging that hole, and the danger is if this happens every year, we have to keep on plugging the hole, because you know our costs are going up as a city council, like, you know, as gratuities and pensions go on, like, people are living longer, so we have to pay them, and we're contractually obliged to pay that. So you know, our costs are going to go up in years to come, and how we fund those increases is a major challenge. I know it comes up once a year in the budget, and we focus in on the budget once a year, and then it's sort of put on the back burner, but, you know, where are we going to be in 10 years' time?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just wondering how it's going to affect businesses. That's one of the main things I would imagine a lot of people would be worried about.
Long term, it is, because, to be honest, a 3% increase is not a huge increase for most businesses, and most businesses will be able to accept it. But it's the trend I'd worry about. If we have to continually increase commercial rates to plug gaps from central government, like central government essentially should fund council services. But this year, I think it's down, it's below 30% of our income comes from central government. So where do we get our money if we don't get it from central government? And we have to look at alternatives, and we can't put it on rates in the long term. I say if there was a specific project we wanted to do in the city, yes, we could do it. But as a long-term funder of the city council and all our services, it can't be put on the rates. And it needs to come from central government, and the trend that's happening needs to change. And I'm not specifically talking about the Fine Gael government that's there now. They happen to be there now. But it's any government mm-hmm. that goes in. And we need to look at how we fund councils. And if the trend is going to continue that central government cuts down on the funding of councils right across the country, well, then councils need to be given more power to raise funds themselves.
Has Sinn Féin got any support at all in your proposals in looking into the future of all this?
Everyone says they support it, but the problem is...
Yeah, well, if they do a turnaround, it's not much support, is it? I'm talking about definitive.
No one will see it out. You know, there's a general election coming up in May, and I'd like to see all parties, including my own, map out how they plan to fund council services going forward, because something has to change. Like, we're told the old rate system was done away with it, and the property tax was brought in. But the problem with the property tax is the Dublin City collects about 80 million in property tax,
mm-hmm.
but gets about 4 million to spend in that. Now, there is other money comes through. 20% of it goes to other councils down the country. So it's not a fair way of funding council services, because straight away we have to give away 20 million of that money to other councils. So, you know, if they were to leave that money in, you'd have some chance of providing services. But our argument there, like, I'm opposed to the property tax. It's a chosen family home. But if it was to be the plan going forward, leave the money where it's collected then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and anything else that you have any proposals for? I mean, for instance, would you see a separate entity independent of say, all the councillors and whatever, but a fair amount from each party to be there involved as an entity discussing what way things should be divided?
Well, there is proposals, and the finance committee of the council now is looking at different ways of changing how we go forward, because it doesn't look like this is going to change, or there's going to be any sort of miraculous, you know, change of mindset going forward from central government. So the council is going to have to look at innovative ways of funding. One of the ways we look, some of the councils in the UK do it. It's a crowdfunding mechanism. It'd be like similar to like a GoFund. Mm-hmm. Thing you'd see on social media, where the council would look to maybe put an amenity or a playground in an area, and would ask local businesses and local residents to maybe to support that project.
Okay, well, I think a lot of that's happening anyway, Seamus, as things go. And when you were talking about elections there in May, I mean, it depends on what way the voting goes tonight with Minister Murphy. There could be an election next week, which I doubt anyway. Yeah, but we'll have to see what happens. Things happen very quickly. We live in hope, indeed. Okay, listen, thank you very much for talking to us and getting those views across. We keep an eye on it. Thank you very much, Seamus.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.